Complacency is the enemy of change. For organizations that are doing okay, what is the catalyst for them to change? When it comes to creativity and innovation, it's the past success that creates this complacency, what I call innovation gravity. Are you able to defy gravity? I'll be right back.
This is the Killer Innovations Podcast with Phil McKinney. Keep in mind that the information and opinions expressed in this podcast are Phil's and Phil's alone, and they don't necessarily reflect those of his past, current, or future employers. Now, here's Phil McKinney.
The biggest risk to innovation programs is success. Why is it that companies, advertising firms, designers, have such a hard time repeating a wildly successful product? What I call these one-hit wonders. We see it in people's resumes. We see it in how people are introduced at giving speeches. We see it on their book jackets when they write books. It talks about the past. And it's this success that breeds complacency. A level of complacency that drags on an organization's ability to be the market leader. It's this innovation gravity that's a drag on successful organizations. So, how do you defy gravity? Well, the hard part is to defy gravity, you have to ignore the successes from the past. You can pat yourself on the back, then you need to move forward. Now, this is very hard to do. Once a team has achieved a wildly successful product, they tend to dwell on that product. They're busy reading news clips. They're busy reading product reviews. They're busy reading revenue successes from this new product or service that gets created. And it's natural to become complacent when you've had these successes. You know, we feel that we found that magic formula. We've done it. We've achieved it. We've put this thing out there. It's changed the world. And we fool ourselves into thinking that if we repeat the same formula, we'll maintain our success. Once we've done it once and it was very hard and we've achieved this momentous goal, we think that the next time should be easier because it's a repeat. Well, it's not. In fact, to go out there and do that second product, third product, fourth product, you should set upon in your mind and in your team's mind that it's actually going to be harder than the first success, not easier. It's not about formula. It's about the idea. It's about raising the bar. And the key here is that you can never accept the same. You can't accept the same level of product or service, the same level of market response. You need to create challenges. You need to raise the bar for your organization. And you need to force you and your team. You need to think about things like, okay, it took us 18 months to come out with this killer product. Can we reduce the cycle time for the next one and do it in 9 months? Can we make this next product twice as successful? So if you achieved a goal of a certain number of customers or a certain revenue, what's it going to take for the next product to be 2x or 10x that success level? Maybe it's about product quality or customer success or satisfaction with your product. Maybe you take that number and make it 3 times better. Whatever it is, you have to get out there and you've got to set new goals. You constantly have to raise the bar. Because if you keep the bar the same and you deliver the exact same product level the next time, where's the innovation in that? You just turned into repeating. Now you're back into kind of a Six Sigma mode of minor improvements to improve the product for the next generation. If you truly are going to drive innovation, if you're truly going to change the market, you need to set the bar such that the result is distinctly different from anything else that's in the market. And remember, that's the definition of a killer innovation. It's something that the market will recognize as being distinctly different and will have a sustained advantage and a sustained differentiation in that marketplace. If you don't challenge, gravity will pull you down and your competitors will overtake you. If you become complacent, you've delivered the one success, you kind of fold your arms, you pat yourself on the back, gravity has already started to pull you back down. And what happens is your competitors are now going to strive to hit the innovation level that you've just hit and to exceed you. So it's the, you know, as Andy Grove always said, it's the paranoid that survive. You have to recognize that when you set the new bar, when you achieve that new level of innovation, you've got companies that are right on your tail. They're right on your back, and they're going to overtake you. So if you don't challenge yourself, gravity pulls you down, and your competitors will overshoot you and take you out. If you can't find it in you to push and challenge yourself, to fight against the innovation gravity, then one, consider taking an extended break. You know, it's hard. It's a lot of effort in order to constantly be out there and pushing the innovation levels. In some cases, you just need to take a break. Look at Steve Jobs. Steve, you know, when the whole battle happened at Apple and he left and he went to Pixar, he had a break from Apple. He wasn't involved in the day-to-day. He was off doing something completely different. And then when he was brought back into Apple, he was fresh. He was able to think about it differently from rather than being in there, having been there the whole time and constantly trying to drive the innovation curve. I can look back on my own career where I've gone through radically different careers and radically different job functions, starting off with software development to doing Big Six level management strategy consulting to being a CIO to now being a CTO. It's those challenges that keep you fresh, not getting complacent and think that you're going to be in the one job for the rest of your career and that's what you're going to do. So if you can't fight against it, one, consider taking an extended break, and two, switch to doing something you know nothing about. In this case, you'll be forced to push yourself, to learn, and to challenge the status quo. If you've been in the job, you've been in the same industry for long periods of time, you tend to become even more complacent. The industry gravity is pulling on you. The way the industry operates gravity, all of this impacts your ability to continually fight against gravity and to make those innovation changes. So think about changing jobs. Think about changing the role on your team. Maybe you're the visionary. Maybe the next time is you let somebody else drive the vision, and maybe you drive another function on that team. Maybe it's a target customer market. Maybe it's an entire industry. Maybe you just need that change to stay fresh. Look within your organization to make that change, or look for other organizations to go to where you can be pushed and you can be challenged, where you can maintain that edge. Now, the reality is only a small percentage of people can operate at that high level of performance on a sustained basis. It's extremely hard to do. You constantly have to check yourself. If you don't feel like hopping out of bed and rushing to the office, if you are kind of getting into a formula mode, if you're not feeling stressed from the standpoint of going into areas of the unknown, if it's everything that you've done in the past, you know how to do it, and you're just going through the motions, those are all signs that gravity has taken a hold of you and possibly your team and your organization, and your ability to innovate is going to be severely constrained. The key here is that you can be one of those. You can be one of those that is the small percentage of people who've operated at high-level performance. But the only way to do this is to be sensitive to the fact that there is this thing called innovation gravity out there and that you need to continuously fight against it. This week's killer question will hopefully keep you and your team challenged, avoiding the innovation gravity. So this week's question is, what assumptions am I making on what is achievable for my project? What assumptions am I making on what is achievable for my project? Is the bar you're setting too low? Meaning, are you accepting a level of success that is too low and really too easy for the team to achieve? Are you setting the bar too high, which is also a risk, meaning you're going to push the team far beyond what is achievable? And that's a hard bar to try to determine what is too far out, what is too near. But setting that bar is critical. Clearly defining that success goal line that when the team achieves it, they know that they have been successful. Are you simply trying to do just 10% better than before? You've done a product. You've now been challenged to come up with a new product or service, and you're looking for something that's a 10% better. Why 10% better? Why not 50% better, 100% better, 1,000% better? And be honest on each assumption. If that assumption is somehow linked to previous performance or industry performance, dig in and look at it. That's a flag that says that you've got a gravity effect on your thinking. The key here is be careful about linking your goals, the objectives for your team and for this product or service to previous success. So again, this week's killer question is, what assumptions am I making on what is achievable for this project? This week's closing thought is about overcoming. Throughout the creative process, you will struggle. I've struggled. People that have been in this space and who've come out with absolutely killer products have struggled. Everybody struggles. You struggle to overcome your self-doubt. Am I doing the right thing? Is this the right approach? Is this the right thing that the customers are going to like? You also get doubt by others. You get other people who are sitting on the sidelines saying, oh, is that really the smart way to do it? Or are you going about the right way? Why are we doing this innovation thing? And public criticism of your ideas if they're bold enough. And actually, in my case, if I'm not getting criticisms, I know that I'm not pushing hard enough. If I don't have people battling me day in and day out, then I know that I'm not pushing the organization and I'm not pushing the teams hard enough. The key here is don't give in. George Lewis said it best. Creativity can solve any problem. The creative act, the defeat of habit by originality, overcomes everything. And this quote is so good, I'm going to repeat it one more time. Creativity can solve any problem. The creative act, the defeat of habit by originality, overcomes everything. Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. I know it's a little bit shorter than normal. I'm here in Hong Kong for a conference and a speech that I'll be giving. So I'm doing this on the road and squeezing it in between meetings, but hopefully the content you'll find useful. Please send your feedback at podcast@killerinnovations.com. And don't forget to vote for your favorite podcast. You can vote at Yahoo, iTunes, Podcast Alley, Podcast Pickle, or any of the podcast sites that you regularly visit when you're out there looking for new podcasts. And don't forget to also post the comments on your favorite podcast while you're out there and let others know what you think. As I said, I'm in Hong Kong and will be in Vienna, Austria next week. If you'll be in the area, drop me an email at podcast@killerinnovations.com and let's try to get together. In fact, I'm going to be getting together with a listener here this afternoon here, Hong Kong time. Also, feel free to visit the site and click on the speaking tab, and I'll try to keep that updated on upcoming speaking engagements. I think the next one after this rash of ones that I've got on right now will be at the Consumer Electronics Show right after the first of the year in Las Vegas. Also, send me interesting links on creativity and innovation. If you find an interesting post on something that you think the rest of the listeners would enjoy, and I'll put them up on the reblog section of the website. Special thanks to Michael for the link this week. Someone, a listener, sent me a link to the John Seely Brown keynote speech, which I truly enjoyed, and so I've posted that up on the reblog site. If you come across something, just send me a quick email at podcast killerinnovations.com, and I'll post it. Again, thanks for listening. I truly do appreciate the time that you take out of your schedule to listen to the podcast and give me feedback. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.